Welcome back to Varsity Football Live, presented by TheFinalScore.tv on Sports Radio 950 KJR. I'm Steve Dion, and today I'm joined by head coach of the Richland Bombers, Mike Neidhold. Coach, how are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Hey, you're doing pretty good. You know, we're at a great point of the season, about midway through. The great teams of this state have really separated themselves, have, you know, shown who are the contending teams this year. And, you know, the Richland Bombers really are hot so far. They're off to a 5-0 start. Opened up with a huge win against Skyline, kind of an East versus West showdown. You know, from a coaching perspective, that's just got to be the perfect way to have started your season.
Well, we have a theory around here that we only want to play teams that will make us better. And certainly Skyline, with their great reputation and their great program, and, you know, Matt does such a good job with his kids, that we wanted to play somebody that would bring out the best in us. And so we were able to work out a deal to play those guys. And they're good. They were really good, and brought out the best in us. And we were able to eke out a win. I told our local newspaper down here that I don't think Skyline's going to lose again.
Yeah.
You know, wouldn't it be great if we could play again at some point? You know, that would mean that the both of us have had a great season. So yeah, Skyline, they're good. They played us tough, and we were fortunate to win.
Yeah, it worked out great for you guys that you're able to play them with their new stadium, and you're able to host them and get a good win on the record so far. And so, you know, who are some of the key playmakers on this Bomber squad in 2016?
Well, we have a quarterback that understands our system real well. It's their third year with us, and his name's Paxton Stevens. He's done really well getting the ball out on time and on target and getting us into the right play. We got a couple of running backs. We do running back by committee. Then Stanfield and Parker McCary, two guys that share the load at running back. And we have, like, every week we complete a lot of passes to about 9 different receivers. So that kind of makes us hard to defend. If one guy's covered, it's like, you can take Alex Chapman away from us, then we'll throw it to somebody else that's open. So that's been our recipe on offense. Defensively, our front four are doing a pretty good job of sponging blockers on the offensive side of the ball and collecting those guys up. Brigham Whitby's been really good inside. On both sides of the ball, Alex Chapman and Ryan Piper, Adam Weisenfels, and Josh Mendoza kind of take care of the back end. And when the ball's up in the air, they have the tendency to go get it.
Joined by Mike Neidhold of the Richland Bombers. And, you know, after that big challenge in the opening week, there's kind of been a recent string of lopsided wins for your team. But, you know, you look right around the corner. Coming up, you got some big games. Kamaiakin this week, Chihuahua in a couple weeks from now, which is going to be just a great showdown of two top five teams according to the TheFinalScore.tv rankings. Before, you know, getting into those games, what are some of the areas of improvement that you're looking to see moving forward?
Well, I cut my teeth as a young coach, as an O-line coach, and so I have some concerns about us running the football. I like to throw it. You know, if you put a football in the park and you threw a bunch of kids out there, the first thing they do is throw the ball at each other. So that's just a natural thing. The kids want to throw it and
right.
They want to catch it. When you come, you know, down to crunch time and when it comes down to playoff football, you got to be able to run it when you have to. And I'm a little bit, I don't want to sound happy, but I wish that our O-line was gelling a little bit better. I wish that we could run it a little bit better. So we're going to try to solve that in the next couple of weeks. And we've got 4 really tough games ahead of us to sort that out. And if we can't get that fixed, then we're kind of turn into a one-dimensional team. And people, at least down this side of the state, are pretty good at figuring it out if you only do one thing. So we need to be able to run it better than we have. And we also have to be able to, you know, continue to play good defense. That's going to be huge.
Definitely. It's a defensive effort against these teams coming up is going to be huge. You know, before I let you go, in the times that I've seen Richland play, whether it be, at the Tacoma Dome or at the home or at the road, you know, there is always a huge, massive following. The Bombers faithful travels in masses. What makes that the pride or the alumni base or just the fan support so special at Richland High School?
It is an amazing thing, isn't it? We went to Wenatchee after the Skyline game, and we had more people there than Wenatchee did.
Yeah, wow.
We went to Federal Way a couple years ago in the tournament, and we had a massive crowd.
It was a night game.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Yeah, a rainy, cold night, and there was a huge following there.
Yeah. And we have this huge community down here that loves Bomber football. And we have a junior Bomber football program, and there's like 300 kids in there.
Wow.
I mean, 300 little kids playing football wearing green and gold. We have an amazing alumni. And the alumni here goes back to, you know, from the 1940s when my parents came out here. Nobody was from here. And so they had to form this tight-knit community of people back in the 40s. And it's kind of been the culture here. We take care of each other and we support each other. And when you graduate from Richland High School, you're still, you know, once a Bomber, always a Bomber.
Absolutely.
And these people come back to games. They come to basketball games. They come to soccer games. They come to baseball. And they certainly come to football games. And it's pretty cool to look up in the stands and see green and gold, no matter where you're at. We had 500 kids that are at an away game last weekend. It's just an amazing, amazing culture we have here. And we're very proud of it and grateful at the same time.
It's really what high school athletics is all about, and it's great to see. But, Coach, wishing you best of luck the rest of the season.
You got
a great slate coming up, and hope to see you down the stretch. We'll keep in touch.
That'd be great. Thanks for having us on.
Absolutely. There he is, head coach of the Richland Bombers, Mike Neidhold. Make sure you catch Varsity Football Live every Friday night, 950 KJR at 930. You're going to hear exclusive interviews like this one today, game recaps, and a whole lot more. It's presented by thefinalscore.tv, your first stop every day for the best in high school football coverage.